Peaceful Army.
Peaceful Army.
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army.
What? Really?
And I'm not sorry.
What does it mean?
Oh my god!
Greta's gonna wreck my shit.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Greta Van Fleet, and what do you care?
I think I'll make this my entire identity.
That was not very Peaceful Army of you.
If you don't like it, you can fuck off!
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army. I'm your co-host, Lindsay.
And I'm your co-host, Zoe.
We're back. We did another one.
We're doing another episode. That's crazy.
How you been?
You know, theorizing, thinking, doing all the things. I do have some updates for us, though, in terms of the Greta front. If you want to hear my news from the front lines.
I want to hear your live broadcast from the front lines because we've had a week.
We have had quite the week, if I do say so myself. Our first news story is that we had a Josh, Jake, and Danny down since our last episode. It was bad. We got blindsided by a Jake post, and then we got blindsided by a Josh post immediately after. And then another Josh post came. And then a Danny post came.
And then they said 1, 2, 3.
And then they gave us boyfriend Danny.
It's
fall boyfriend Danny.
Fall of all seasons. How dare you? How dare?
How dare you? Farmer Walden would be very disappointed, Danielle.
I was explaining it. I sent you that video with my sibling explaining, and they were like, Farmer McDonald. And I was like, it's Farmer Walden.
Farmer Walden needed his animals back, okay?
He got them
and Danny,
back.
He had to do it. He was the only one capable.
He did it. I love him so much.
He did it. So that's news about us. If you want to have fun with us while we have our breakdowns about each of the boys, you can follow us on our Instagram, which is Peaceful Army Podcast, I believe. I can't remember our podcast.
Peaceful Army Podcast on Instagram and Peaceful Army Pod on TikTok.
Yes. So you can go see our breakdowns on there. We're really fun. We have a lot of memes.
So many memes. I love memes, dude.
I love memes. Memes are so great. next news update, in terms of theories, we have another Instagram story highlight from Joshua himself, called The Wander Window. This is the first one where there is no music in the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have Wander, I believe Stardust and Cinder are our three. So what does this mean?
Absolutely no clue. No clue at all, and I'm so obsessed. He's so cryptic, and it's so fun to watch. Just like I loved that you asked everybody their opinions, because I would have never thought to be like, you know, eyeshadow palette, but like, that's so cute. I love that so much. I would buy that in a heartbeat.
I want a chunky eyeshadow palette. Chunky.
Chunky, sparkly. Like the Stectons.
Stectons. Yeah. In really awesome news, it is today that we're filming. It's the 5-year anniversary of Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Came out in 2018. 5 years. Wow.
That does not feel like 5 years ago.
Time is a weird concept. It's very strange.
Yes.
And our last news, and I'm gonna try like really hard not to cry about this. I already feel the tears welling in my eyes. Our beloved Jacob sent a 9-year-old girl a guitar.
We're already sobbing.
Oh, it was God, the cutest dude. Thing ever. She already got a pick at a show, and she got mail after that, and then he sent her a guitar.
That looks like his and is like red, which is such a cute little girl color. Like, so sweet.
I'm literally sobbing right now. That is like the cutest, most nicest thing to do.
And the it's the handwritten note for me. It's the handwritten where he's genuinely like, he's not just saying like, hey, thanks for like, oh, you're doing a good job. No, he's like, you are compassionate and strong and brave. What the hell? I'm sobbing.
I am sobbing.
I'm actually sobbing.
If you're only listening on audio, you can come on video and see me actually, like, in tears about this.
Well, and you know, I didn't actually, like, really, really get emotional until I checked her mom's post about it. And
the fact
that her father had passed away, and that was a special kind of music for between... I might cry, actually. Right. Between her and her father was, like, Greta Van Fleet music, and she can't fall asleep without listening to it. Oh, my God. Just imagine, like, your hero says you are brave and compassionate, and I want you to continue seeking out musical inspiration. And I can't.
It literally broke my heart when I saw it, and then you sent me the post from the mom, and I was at work, like, almost, like, combusting, because I love this band so much. Not just because their music, I do love their music, but just because I know in my heart that they are amazing people. Mm-hmm. And I just love seeing the proof mm-hmm. of how amazing and kind they are and how good to their fans they are. Like, yes. No matter how young or old, like, they're just great people.
No, you can just really tell, like, they're so genuine. And I feel so good about what we said last week. Like, they try. Like, genuinely, they do. And you can tell that it means so much to them that people connect to their art the same way that they do. And just so sweet. From a music ed perspective, like, from a music educator, like, creating the next generation of musicians, it makes my heart so full. And you can tell that he really cares about those little ones, too.
Because... That little girl, I don't know if you saw the picture a while back, but there was a picture that went, like, a little popular in the community of, like, a little girl bawling her eyes out holding a pick from Jake, and that was her. Like, so what the sweet. Fuck?
And it's also, like, so important to me, too, that, like, a little girl rocking, you know? Like, yeah. He really said, you are the next generation. Like, you, the little girl, who so many people are probably going to count out for in so many different ways. Like, I love it.
I can't think about it anymore. I'm going to start crying.
My again. Heart will actually explode and combust, and we have very important topics to discuss. Yes.
Let me try to compose myself here.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. We need to take on the madness. We need to get into our theories that we have teased so many times. There's so many Gresties out there that are like, I have this idea. What are your ideas? And I'm like, just wait. We have our own infisonicosm of connections and theories and characters. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
There's another podcast that I listen to, and they do a lot of bits with, like, characters, and they say characters welcome. And while I was creating this whole slideshow of our kind of, like, outline for the infisonicosm and the stories, I was like, that's also what the boys are doing. Like, characters are welcome here 100%.
Yep, they are. Yep. And I know, as a little film boy, Joshua is thinking about all the characters and how the story all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
We are the same.
We are exactly the same. And I know they always say in interviews, they're always like, oh yeah, we grew up in the woods. We, like, didn't have that much, like, media. Bitch, I know you guys watched Pirates. The twins are a year older than me. I know you watched Pirates. I know you guys are Tolkien stans. Like, come on now. Come on now. Don't even play with me.
Do not play. All right, we're getting distracted. We got to get into this madness here.
Let's do it.
Let's see.
Until the ether.
Ready for the calling. Okay. So Lindsay's going to take control of the presentation, and I'm going to provide commentary because she did an amazing job with these slides. So I'm very excited.
I just finished it today. It's not, you know what? It's not perfect. It's not the Bible, but this is a general outline to kind of some of our ideas of what's going on in these stories. And we've kind of based it per album. Do I have the ability to click through it, or do you have to click through it?
I think I have to click through it.
Wow.
So this is basically our thesis. Yes. So, nerds welcome.
this is a who's who, right? Like, we are showing you exactly who we think is important in this space. You can go to the next exactly. one.
All right.
So here's the It Girls. And girls is a gender neutral term here. In the infisonicosm, have you ever wondered who these bitches are? us two. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
So you got to start at the very beginning, right? We got to start with From the Fires. And if you are listening and you can't see, it's okay. I will be reading most everything. And also, it's all in the brain too. So you'll be okay. But it is fun to see the accompanying pictures. So join us on YouTube if you're not. Yes. But got to start at the top. We're going with the vibe, right? The vibe of the story is campfire stories, road trip. They're good road trip songs, but it's also, it feels like a road trip kind of, you know? Yeah. It's just youngins having a good old time. We had no idea how far it would go, but that's where we started.
We did. Well, technically we started up here with this EP,
You're Blossom
Uprising. You're so
right. But so right.
This is more the infosomicosm.
Exactly.
This is the start of their story.
Yes.
And look how
there are small threads connected throughout, and there's more later on, but I do believe it starts here.
I believe so as well. There's nowhere else really that would make sense for it to start, you know?
Exactly. You can go to the next one.
Fine, I will.
Side note, I'm trying to figure out a way to tell you to like go to the next one without saying that every time.
I think it's funny for you to yell at me.
Go to the next one. Oh my god. Okay, this is not serious. If you're watching, it says mama. I'm not trying to be serious. Also, my GIF isn't working. Aww. But I think just think it's funny because he says mama so fucking much and we love
mama,
it.
Mama, 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 mama.
I love a mama. I love mama. She also goes by lady, baby, lover, appears literally everywhere that early Greta Van Fleet is, which I refer to in my own brain because I'm a dork as PBG, pre-Battle Guards Gate.
It's like peanut butter and jelly, PBJ. PBG.
Peanut butter and jelly time. It denotes an inclination to blues and classic rock sounds and language. Yes.
Yeah.
It does. Next slide.
Right. Okay.
That one's not very serious, but this one is because the four brothers are very important, also known by Jake, Josh, Sam, and Danny. They appear on everywhere. There are main characters, there are boys, there are protagonists for now.
Ooh. Well, there's the four boys. Well, are they brothers? Are they? I mean, I guess they're all brothers.
They are brothers. They are brothers. Yeah. Four brothers searching for a meal. Hello. We also have one other character who we get into in this era of From the Fires, and it is the mysterious red hooded figure, also known as
Little Red Riding Hood.
Maybe it's Little Red Riding Hood. Actually, the infosomicosm. Little Red is a character. Yeah. No. This one's a little bit more mysterious than Red. We don't know. They, bombastic side eye. We don't know. Who are they?
Who is this bitch?
Who this bitch? We'll get into it. That's pretty much all that I found in that era. Because it is pretty much like it's like their own like beginning into music, right? So they kind of are like just dipping their toes in the water.
Right.
Then you get to Anthem of the Peaceful Army, which I love. I love, love, love the Pitchfork quote. The review of this album is so fucking hilarious to me. And I will read it for anybody who has not seen it. Greta Van Fleet sounds like they did weed exactly once, called the cops, and tried to record a Led Zeppelin album before they arrested themselves. It's just so like, yes, like they really popped off with that
and
one.
And what if they did? And what if they did?
And what if they did? But it's so funny, dude. But I love the art. It looks very like Tolkien-esque and also sci-fi-esque, and I think that's a perfect amalgamation of like vibes for them. It's also very hippie vibes, unbridled hope, peace and love, hedonism, you know.
You know what I just realized too? The double suns happening is kind of giving me Pirates at World's End vibe, where they have the two different suns and they go upside down on the boat.
Yes, that's so cool. I didn't think about that.
Sorry, guys. I'm a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan.
It's fine. Theater major. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to say, too, we don't agree with that review. Like, we think that
not at all.
But it's hilarious.
No, I love it because it's so preposterous. Like, are you kidding me? What? It's so funny. Oh, it's good.
They wouldn't call the cops on themselves. Come on.
Yeah, plaster up Sammy's fucking his little mugshot.
Yeah, I don't think he called the cops on himself in that situation.
I mean, if he really wanted some clout, maybe. But yeah, I don't think that happened. It's basically the boys like inviting us to enjoy the world that they're creating. We don't know what it's called yet, right? But like there's delights, there's downfalls, they're starry-eyed and determined. They're journeying past their horizons that they've been kind of confined to. Now they're taking the traditions that they've learned and kind of like putting their own spin on it and taking political stands and cultural stands, which they kind of did with The Change Is Gonna Come and Black Smoke Rising, but now they're just like doing it more and it's fun.
Yeah. I love, I know we talked about this at the tier list last episode, but this album, I just think it's so like, it's such a big growth for them. You know, it's like really at the period where they started to like grow as artists, I feel like, and it's the precursor to my favorite album. So I feel like you really hear a lot of growth in this album. It's kind of cool.
It's crazy how much between every album you can hear. And it's insane to me that they're only on their sophomore album at this point. Like, just imagine how far they're going to go. It's so cool to me to see, like, how well they do.
It's crazy.
So, a character that we get in this era is the Peaceful Army! Yay! Yes. Us! We get to be part of the story now, which is so fun, and I love it. Also known as Gresties, which I like because bestie, I say bestie way too much. So
I love Bessie. Oh, also, I just want to show you. Look, see all the way in the back between those two suns?
Yeah.
That's me right there. I'm the Peaceful Army. See, I'm in there.
Oh, and you are, no, yeah, right, we are on there. I'm literally in there. Like, yeah, that's me.
We're there.
We're there.
You can't tell me that I'm not in that album.
Did you see my dead stare for a second? I was like, what are you talking about?
I wasn't sure if that joke was going to hit.
Oh my god, so
okay, Gresty, next slide.
Okay, Gresty. Oh, Gresties, here we are in the favorite era. Oh, the Battle of Garden's Gate.
Where is it?
We just get so much in this era, but I think we need to take a moment, imagine some organ. Oh, Gresties, please lift up your voices in reverence. As we sing hymn number 7, Stardust Chords from the Battle of Garden's Gate. It has been said.
We do be the sinners going to drink the wine and break the bread, though. So
sinners breaking the bread, drinking the wine. I love the spiritual, like, just like level that this album takes it to. It's so good for my religious trauma.
I've never been a religion person, but this is my church.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. It's the very
church
much
Church of Tabag.
Church of Tabag. Like straight up. That's it takes you to church every single album. So when I tell you this is my favorite album, and it was incredibly hard for me to keep the slides down to a minimum in an outline, you know, way, it was incredibly difficult because I could go off on a tangent and we will talk about the symbols more. We didn't talk about the symbols at all this time.
I hear so much about the symbols. I can't wait.
It's just so you can tell that they're really stepping into their own like things that they wanted to happen here. Like they were like, okay, we want to create this level of the story. We want it to be we want it to evoke this emotion. Basically, in my opinion, this album is story based, but like you are now, it's from your perspective essentially. And you live the triumphs and failures like you're reading like medieval Canterbury Tales. It reads to me like that. You basically are getting introduced to their symbolism. It evokes medieval knowledge and religion. And we start to dive deep into the infisonicosm, like giving physical locations and like what this world is like, what's going on there. The vibes are immaculate, ethereal, cinematic and sonic, and determined.
You know what this album really gives me is...
life, hope, love, a will to live.
All of yes. I just meant vibes. It's giving me Lord of the Rings for sure.
Yes, dude. Absolutely.
Even Game of Thrones at times. Mm-hmm. Which I just that like medieval fantasy, like we said. You know, it's just I don't know. I know that they could make a really interesting movie out of all of the songs from this album.
100%. The girlies popped off. Needless to say, they popped off because this is a huge jump in technical skill. And I love that, like, Weight of Dreams being like the climax of the entire album at the very end came from the era of Anthem of a Peaceful Army out of Black Flag Exposition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. I just learned that the other day. Where I was watching a clip of Jake and he was talking about it, and I was like, what?
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 I just love that, like, they literally take inspiration from their live performances and the energy that the Peaceful Army gives them and make story out of it. This is where we start to get, like, concrete lore. We take harder stances on the human condition in this world, and we start to look up, like, to the stars. The spiritual component is much more prevalent here with lots of different songs. And we get more characters.
Next slide.
Okay, I'm including this, and we're not going to get into it today because it's just there's way too much. But Alexandra_GVF on TikTok has a crazy awesome theory about these colors and what they mean, like, timeline-wise. And I think it is so cool, dude. Like, she basically takes all of the songs and puts them in order of each other based on the art and the colors that are with this re-release. I want all of them, but it would take like $500 to acquire them. So
maybe that's something we can invest in together.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
As a Christmas present to ourselves.
I'll keep the white and green in the summer. You can have the black and red in the summer, and then we'll switch off. It'll be perfect. Like divorced parents.
Yeah, I love it.
But it's very cool. All the timelines that she plays with. Go watch her theories on TikTok because they're so cool. And they fit into ours perfectly.
They do. I love seeing everyone else's theories because sometimes they might not fit into ours, but they might inspire another, like, branch. And I love everyone's theories. It's so cool.
They're awesome. So the first character in this era that I think is the most important is the Reaper, who we've kind of called the Reaper. We talk as if they're a Reaper. I don't know necessarily that they are a Reaper, but they're basically like this cloaked figure that you see on all of the concert posters. We have decided is connected to the ideas of the Master, maybe the Believer, the Priestess. We don't know, but their monk robes suggest devotion to something, which we know is also important in Starcatcher. So
it is.
This figure haunts me.
It haunts me deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little Reaper behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, because I wanted a little Reaper to go with all my Greta stuff, but you know.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty nice.
Next slide is
Strange More Horizons. Posters. Yeah, so the next couple ones, I went crazy one night with all of the tour posters for Strange Horizons and Dreams in Gold. Basically because I'm living vicariously through everyone who went to Dreams in Gold. But the art is just, I mean, we have to have our own episode for all of the art that they, I guess, commissioned. I want to know who they commissioned for every city because it's all gorgeous. It's incredible. I want all of it.
I'm going slowly through the different artworks so everyone can see.
They're all very different, but they all have a through line. Most every single one of them, you know, obviously has the colors of like black and gold, which is the colors of Dreams and Gold and whatnot. But they all include the Reaper in some way, shape, or form. Or who we've decided to call the Master, essentially.
Or the Gate.
And the Gate.
The Key.
Mm-hmm. The Key, the Reaper, and the Gate are always present.
Yep. By the way, guys, the poster from the tour I went to is on this slide. It's the right one and the, I don't know how to describe it. It's like kind of middle down.
Top right?
No, bottom right.
Oh, bottom. Oh, so the, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. They're just so pretty. Like, I don't know how they like paid that much for every single artist to like create one, but they obviously didn't do it again for Starcatcher.
Well, I mean, the posters were like, I think $40 to $50 a piece. So I'm sure they were making their money back.
Hopefully. Like they did a really good job with that, honestly.
What? You left one of the default notes in the slot.
Did I? That's so funny.
You'll never forget to buy milk.
You'll never forget to buy milk. Listen, okay, I do this with my actual classes where I'm teaching literal children, and they're like, why does it say Mars is the furthest from the planet? And I'm like, mind your business. I'm overworked and underpaid. So mind your business, Zoe.
I just was reading it. I was like, you'll never forget to buy milk. I mean, I will because I don't drink it. But
shout out to Slides Go. They're great.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I have number 10. No, I don't. It looks like mine. Never mind. I lied.
More than one Starcatcher poster?
Hold on. I'm turning my screen. This is the one they had at the shows, but number 10 is the one they have online, I believe.
Interesting.
Mine has an hourglass.
The hourglass, which is very important. I didn't include the hourglass in Starcatcher, like, you know, lore. But
oh, I just realized it also has the, what is it called? The shell behind it, too.
Nice. That's cool.
What
does it mean? See, every single time you pick apart more of their art, you just get even more questions.
Yep. I do. Constantly.
Keep going, keep going. Because now it's time for Starcatcher. My God. This album, I really had to... I don't know if I should say this. I had to get into an altered state of mind in order to really start to unravel the story. But once I did, I was like... It all connects. The world, the Infosonicosm. Because it reminds me so much of a D&D campaign. And I'm a nerd, so I...
Well, nerds are welcome here, so you're good.
They are welcome here. Thanks, Zoe.
Yeah.
The ethos of this album is continually being defined, right? Like, we're in this era, so it's hard to be like, this is definitively what it is. But the boys have said it deals with boys becoming men, right? We're dealing with the sands of time, which makes it hard to pin down where the heck we are, like, at any point. But we talk a lot about maybe it's purgatory.
That's my strongest theory running, just because of the hourglass, because of the ether, it being, like, a place that is not here nor there. I think it's, like, an in-between. Mm-hmm. We together, for the most part, do not believe that we survived the battle.
Yes.
And that's what makes me think that this is a purgatory.
Hard agree. If it's linear. Now, a part of me, the Doctor Who kid in me, says, what if it's wibbly wobbly? Okay. What if we're
wibbly wobbly, huh?
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey. You said it was welcome for nerds.
I've never seen Doctor Who. I thought you were just making words up. Are you? No. You could be gaslighting me and I have no idea.
Wow. L in the chat for Zoe not being a Doctor Who stan.
There are so many seasons. How am I supposed to catch up now?
You have to have a hyperfixation. I don't know what to tell you, Zoe.
Sorry, God.
Oh. But Revelations imagery as well, like the Book of Revelations.
It I think it would just make sense just by the character descriptions for the four horsemen.
Yes.
I think it just all kind of ties together. Mm-hmm. I think with this album artwork, we are getting nothing from it.
Nothing.
You know, it's just white sand.
And yet. It's very
basic. There's not much life to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the world is in the process of ending or has ended.
Mm-hmm. Or we are lost in some place that is just like nondescript like that.
True. Because
that's all their photography as well, is like in this place that doesn't necessarily fit within the Infosonicosm that we know of.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You know what it reminds me of is you know, in the last Harry Potter movie when Harry goes to the train station and it's all white everywhere?
Yes.
That's what this is giving to me.
Hard agree.
See, there's my nerd coming through.
There you go.
It's there.
You got Harry Potter, I got Doctor Who. It's fine.
Perfect.
And characters. We have the White Horse, appears in the Falling Sky music video, meeting the Master, and the Archer visualizer. So I don't know whose horse it is, but it's obviously important because it's there. And I think that's the Archer on it. But then again, it looks like a woman.
I don't think it's the Archer.
You think it's the Master?
I think it's someone. Nobody. The White Horse usually, like, white typically symbolizes purity, and I don't think the Archer is pure enough to ride a white horse.
At the end of the Archer, absolutely, you recognize that the Archer is not pure.
Hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Just a thought.
Just a thought I thunked about the horse. Then we have the actual Archer, Danny! I love this song. This is probably, behind Meeting the Master, my favorite song from Starcatcher. It's very, like, it feels to me like when you're playing a D&D campaign, I don't know if there's anybody listening who knows what I'm talking about, but there are those people that they tell their entire backstory before you jump into a campaign. And this song feels like that. Like, I was this and I was that, and then my wife died and now I'll never be an archer again. And that's my story. That's what it feels like. And I love it.
Awesome. So dramatic.
It is. And I've heard other people take it a step further and be like, the archer died. The archer killed himself. But
Torn, I turned to my bow. Yeah.
But you can't shoot yourself. You can't. You, like, with a long-range weapon? I'm sorry. I'm a nerd. You can't. Like, look at Danny. How would he turn that around on himself?
I mean, I guess that's true.
I don't think he killed
himself. I guess he could turn to his bow to help him, too. Not, like, turn the bow towards him.
To me, and I know this isn't an analysis of the song episode, but to me, it's more like I turned to the only thing I know and understand, which is this life. Mm. And I have died as a person of my past life with this person that I loved. I'm no longer that person. This was the day the archer died, and now I am this person with blood on my hands.
Yeah, the red gloves. The red glove. The symbolism of red. We're going to talk about that a lot. So get ready for that. Look out for it if you can. If anything comes out, but
if you're into that sort of thing,
if you're into it, I guess.
So if you're not watching, we just went to a slide. It's very important to me and this character. This character is Wet Josh.
I'm drawing this version of Josh right now, so I have a deep connection with him.
I love Wet Josh. Anyway, he's my husband. So next slide. Wash.
Or it's Jet.
Jet?
Joshua. Jet.
I think whatever we call him, he's my husband. So
okay. Fair.
The wolf is also important. Next character. I think it's like the master's familiar, because you never really see the wolf that's not with the master, you know what I mean? And it appears in like a lot of places. And I am a Frozen Light music video truther. And when Josh posted that photo of the wolf behind, I was like, I think that could be Frozen Light music video. I don't know.
It's from the Falling Sky.
I want it to not be, though. I want more.
I know, but I have to keep us in check and realistic. It was a frame in the Falling Sky. I analyzed every frame. Unfortunate. That was also in the TikTok that you sent me today.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm really observant. Really, really observant.
See, I'd rather an Archer music video over Frozen Light.
Oh, any day. Like, any day. But I
think
want
it's more relevant to the plot. So,
well, and I won't fight for Frozen Light right now, but I think it's a very integral part of the story. Like, just what are they talking about? They're just like, I don't know. I won't get into it yet.
Okay. I'm sorry if I was mean. I hope for a music video too.
I forgive you. Here's your slide. You want to introduce your slide?
My slide is Pretty Jake.
Yes.
Because I love Pretty Jake.
Don't we all?
And I wrote like 7 times, no work in Pretty Jake, make Zoe a happy girl. Because it do. Look at him.
He's incredibly so regal.
So regal. And I love how hard it is for him to close his eyes in this video. It yeah. makes me laugh how he's just like trying so hard to be natural. It's okay, baby. Acting isn't your thing and we're good. We've seen the Josh's short film.
Now you're being mean.
Now I'm being mean. I'm kidding. I love you, Jack Sparrow. I mean, Jake.
I mean, Oliver Reed. I mean.
He is really good as Oliver. I'm messing. He just can't be serious, I think. But
I think that maybe this is me just like wanting it to be more than it is, but I think something's happening with his mental state in those videos. I think whatever his character is like something's happening.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I was so mean to Jake. I love him. I'm just being goofy because I think that,
you know what?
When making you look fun like of that, someone is flirting. So
Exactly. It's fine. He can take it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he's totally fine.
The sword. I think it's a character. I like personifying character swords. They really like... I think it's a lot more prevalent in the Starcatcher era. And it seems like the sword of the Starcatcher means something, especially with how the master holds it sometimes. And then also Jake, but not really anybody else, if I'm correct about that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's only ever the master and Jake.
Yeah.
But Josh seems to have the closest relationship to the master.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which is she next?
I don't know. Do you notice that you can kind of see a gate behind the sword picture?
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're looking at the Starcatcher poster, which is on the Greta Van Fleet store. And you could kind of see the sky falling at the top.
Yeah, yeah. The fire like falling around it.
Oh goodness.
Ooh. Oh me, oh my.
Next slide.
Wet Danny! Yay! An incredibly integral character to the Infosonic Awesome.
Yes, Wet Danny. Wanny.
And we're holding out for Wet Sam and Wet Jake still, so.
Please don't give me Wet Jake. Please.
Please. I won't be able to take it.
I couldn't handle this week's events. Don't give me Wet Jake. I can't. He's already wet 90% of his shows.
And isn't that the truth? Oh my god. Mm-hmm. The Master!
The Master.
Our next character. Dude, and I was not convinced that the woman in the Meeting the Master music video was the Master, even though that makes the most sense, until good old Josh started singing she as the pronoun in Meeting the Master, which happened at my show, and I almost pissed myself.
Mine I was too, like, at both of the ones I went to. He's been singing it live as she.
Hello? What? This is everything. This literally means everything to me. And she's gorgeous and so intimidating. And I'm in love with her. And she scares me.
She does scare me. And then see that red hooded figure?
Yes!
In the visualizer? What does that look like?
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe the guy from the fires?
Maybe Widowy from day one, the Masto has been there?
Me thinks yes.
The way that was so, this is that little cosplayer TikTok look. who is she? I love her. She's so cool and intimidating. Mm-hmm. And I love that, like, they kind of just hired somebody and were like, you are the master. Like, yes, she is.
She's so cool. What if the master can, like, shapeshift?
Yo.
Become a he or a she.
Yo. Non-binary master. Yo. That's sick.
They, them, master.
They, them, master. Start singing they, them, Josh.
They have been the only one.
They have been the only one.
I
shut
like that.
Up. The master, meeting the master visualizer is very cool. I also really like the master or this woman, whoever she is, in Falling Sky. Because just, ugh, she looks like Galadriel. Like, come on now. So just, like, effeminate.
She looks like Daenerys, too, from Game of Thrones.
Ethereal, like, just in charge. She is, she doesn't mess around. And she's such a cool figure, especially when she holds that sword.
Oh. Hey, do you see that wolf behind her?
Yeah, okay, whatever. She's a wolf queen, master, reaper. She's everything. She is the it. When I first watched it, I was like, is that Greta? Is that her? It's Greta, the blonde woman. It's her. We found her.
No way.
I don't know, man. Maybe the master's name is Greta. Maybe her Christian name is Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, that's a new thought. Good.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
You very well could be. That's it. That's all of our slides.
I want to say so much more, but that's just the outline. And there's so much underneath, like under the surface. It's just.
It's so much.
It's like a rolling boil. I'm so excited, dude.
I'm so excited, too. Next week, guys, we're going to go over a lot of the art. So the posters, I'm going to take you on a little lesson with all the symbols from Battle at Garden's Gate. I recently just learned all about them and did a bunch of research on them. So I'm very excited to share that with you guys. But there really, truly is so much for us to dive into. And a lot of it could mean nothing.
Maybe.
But it's okay. We're interpreting it. That's the point of music. That's the point of film, which is like, I'm considering their music videos film because they are high quality cinematic pieces.
Art in general, you're supposed to interpret it through your own lens.
Exactly. There's just so much. And Josh keeps giving us more.
He does. He keeps us fed.
They could feed us more.
They could.
Really, they could.
They really could. And I want the others. I know they had their little, like, monologue intros, and I would love to dissect those as well. But I want the others to get more, like, into the nerd shit. Like, I want everybody to get on Josh's level.
Yeah. I think Jake is really nerdy, but I think he's just been a little antisocial lately. And I get it. But we miss you.
Miss you. Love you, BB.
Wait, we gotta do it like how does he do it? He does, like... I'm sorry, I'm bullying Jake. I'm not even trying to. I he's my favorite person.
It's okay. I talked about Danny's ass, so
but you talked about knowing it.
Listen, I'm not saying I study it. I'm talking about that stupid photo that they had for the vote. Don't be an ass, go vote.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
How long have you looked at that picture?
Go away! Stop! Now you're bullying me!
I'm sorry. I'm so feisty tonight.
You are. You know what? This is why we love you.
I'm drinking my ghost juice.
I'm drinking my ghost.
Listen, every Danny needs a Jake. Mm-hmm. Every Josh needs a Jake. Mm-hmm. This works perfectly.
It's us.
Yeah.
And Sam's there too.
Sam's there. He's there.
Every Danny needs a Sammy as well. So if you are, if you have a Danny or a Sammy in your life and they're not listening to this podcast, first of all, what are you doing?
Literally. Get on this podcast.
Because this is where the cool Gresties reside. They reside other places, but the coolest ones are here.
Yeah, with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the coolest. We love all of you. It's been so fun seeing everybody get excited and leave comments on our TikTok, on our Instagram, messaging us. Mm-hmm. It really warmed my fucking heart this entire week, just seeing all of the positive feedback.
Yeah.
We got to we passed 800 followers on TikTok.
I think you're right.
And we did that in like a week. You guys are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome. Keep sending us your messages. Let us know theories that you have after watching this. If you've had theories for a while, if this is inspiring theories for you,
doesn't matter. We'd love to hear them.
All of it.
Yeah.
We just like connecting to the Gresties.
We do. It's such a lovely community. It's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we're hopefully going to meet more of you.
Yeah.
A little network of Gresties. Ah!
We love it. So share it around if you haven't.
Yes. And if you're listening on Spotify, go check it out on YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube, you don't really have to go check it out on Spotify, but we do have little polls that we put on our Spotify. Yes. So it's fun interaction.
Wherever you are, we want to hear from you.
We do. All right, guys, stay tuned for next episode where we're going to discuss the art, the symbolism, all of that fun stuff. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you really soon.
In the next one.
In the next one.
Bye.